Hello, welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, Lynette Edwards, and today I'm joined by Robin Quine. We have more news items, information desk, and part two of our special feature.
Hello everyone. First, we have some news stories about sunflowers, a Hollywood actor making a star appearance, and a Norwich artist making her mark. A popular Norwich vintage shop has been shortlisted for a national award. Working Title in Bridewell Alley has been nominated for Best Vintage Shop in Pseudocrem's Great British Pre-Loved Awards. Martin Turner, owner of Working Title, opened the shop in the Norwich Lanes in 2016. The independent store sells a variety of items, including curated vintage, contemporary clothing and homeware. It spans three floors, one of which is entirely dedicated to vintage clothing. Mr. Turner said, "Working Title has the fashionable gentleman covered, whatever the season, and we thrive on people supporting independent and different." The competition is being judged by Norfolk local Jack Kinsey, who starred in BBC One's Interior Design Masters. He lives near Hingham and was a finalist on the show earlier this year.
Have a blooming lovely day out at a farm near Norwich this summer, which has opened a pick-your-own sunflower patch for the first time. The experience launched last week at Ha Ha Farm in Strumpshire, off the A47 along Hemlington Road, and will run until August the 20th with free entry and parking. The end date has been extended by a week due to poor weather conditions delaying the sunflowers from bursting into a sea of yellow. With the sun finally shining again in Norfolk, there are plenty to choose from, and visitors have been flocking to the farm over the last few days. It's open from noon to 4 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekends, and sunflowers cost £2 per stem, payable by cash or card, with dogs welcome on leads. The sunflowers are the latest diversification strategy and build on the success of the pick-your-own pumpkins.
Staff at a Norfolk farm shop and restaurant were stunned when a Hollywood star stopped by this weekend. The team at Hurst's Farm Shop and Cafe in Ormsby St Margaret took to social media to share a snap of Marvel actor Tom Hiddleston as he posed for a photo. Speaking of the chance encounter, a staff member at Hurst said, "It was great to meet him."
Norwich City edged past Championship rivals Queen's Park Rangers with a 99th minute goal in a low-key Carabao Cup first round meeting. With penalties looming, substitute Jonathan Rowe headed in with the last action at Loftus Road in a game that only sprung to life in the closing stages. The Canaries had made 8 changes after Saturday's epic 4-4 league draw at Southampton, while the hosts handed starts to 7 players who were on the bench in Saturday's 2-1 victory at Cardiff. Rowe's third goal in as many games and second stoppage time winner booked Norwich a second round trip to face Bristol City at Ashton Gate on the 29th of August.
A Norwich artist is set to make her mark with an upcoming pop-up at the John Lewis department store in the city centre. Heather Morgan illustration will be based on the ground level from Monday, August the 28th until Sunday, the 1st of September 2023. Miss Morgan, aged 25, who lives in the city, will be selling gifts and stationery, with exclusive items just for the pop-up. The products will include cards, prints, notebooks, weekly planners, tea towels, earrings and coasters. Miss Morgan did an illustration degree at Norwich University of the Arts, where she now works as a design technician, and she does regular local markets. She said, "I've done loads of markets this year and get inspired by retro patterns and 70s disco. I was put in contact with John Lewis after someone from the Great Brand Exchange spotted me at the Fierce Babe Market in Norwich. I am very excited and hope it will lead to cool opportunities and reaching a new audience. I would love to have my own shop eventually.